one of his petitions. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we look at Jesus, he is really and truly our master. He's our master with everything that he says and with everything that he does. Then in contemplating the life of Jesus, we can see that he was spending nights in solitude with his Father. Jesus was a man of prayer. And as I'm explaining with his life and his words, he's teaching us how to pray. He gave us this beautiful prayer of the Our Father. And I think that mainly in this particular petition, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we can find like the essence of all Christian life and the essence of prayer. Pope Benedict said that just thinking about these words, Thy will be done, we can understand that there is a will of God for each one of us. We are not here in this world just by chance. He brought us to life for a very particular purpose, for a mission, for something. Then he is showing us that will every day. He mentioned also that when we say that will be done on earth as it is in heaven, he's describing heaven as the place where the will of the Father is perfectly done. And then we can also say that in the measure in which we accomplish the will of God in our lives, we are becoming also heaven. My life, my heart is heaven. And in so far as I am like not accomplishing, not listening to the voice of God in my life, my heart is just pure earth. Or sometimes if there is a clear, an open rebellion to God's will, maybe my heart and my life can become really hell. But we are in this particular fight or progress where we should be becoming every day more heaven. My heart has to be a heaven, because the will of the Father is perfectly accomplished in my life. How can I know the will of God for me? We will say that there is like a first step. We know that in our conscience and in the deepest part of our hearts, we know and we can feel, we can hear the voice of the Lord. He's alive, he talks to us. And when we are attentive and when we are open, he's there always guiding our steps through the sweet voice of the Holy Spirit. He's showing us what to do. But also we experience certain difficulties because we find ourselves far from him. And because of our stubbornness and because of our lack of docility to his word and to his will, through our sin, we can also like cover, or we can make really difficult to our conscience to discover his will and his voice. That's why he has decided to reveal himself to us, to all of us, through the church, through his word and Holy Scripture, and especially through the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are very important. They were like developed further in the Sermon of Mount. But today is not very well accepted that there is a will of God for us. And many people, they experience that the commandments of God will be a kind of opposition to our freedom. With so many no's, don't do that, don't do that, do not steal, do not kill. Everything seems to be like a no, something like negative, something that is an opposition to our freedom, you know, to our will. And this is completely wrong, because the Ten Commandments, we can say that they are an expression of the essence of God, who is good, who is love, and then through them he wants to guide us to that full truth and that complete freedom. I remember when I was a child in my city, in Toledo, Spain, there was a lady, she was in her 30s, her name was Conchi, Concepcion, everybody was calling her Conchi. And she had at home like a little, I don't know how you say that in English, that place where the women go for, you know, for their hair, to get ready, to put curly hair, different colors, and you know, they can spend a couple hours under that machine just receiving the heat and talking to each other and blah, 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 blah. No? Then this lady, Conchi, she had that kind of stuff at her home. And she had one child, Pablo. He was like 3 years old. And as his mother was working, Pablo was just playing around. And there was a cable that was plugged into the electricity. And then Pablo was taking the piece of metal that was supposed to go into that kind of machines to heat and the hair or whatever, to dry the hair. And Pablo took that piece of metal and put it into his mouth. And then his mother was shouting, "No, Pablo, no!" But it was too late. You know? Through that, the electricity was like burning his lungs, his heart, and like 3 hours later, Pablo died. He was 3 years old. Then you see, and you can perceive in maybe in this, in the dramatism of that words, that shout of his mom, "No, Pablo, no," that's what the Lord is doing with the Ten Commandments, trying to protect us from our self-destruction. Because we can destroy ourselves with our negligence, with our no to the will of God. And on the other hand, we can also become heaven. Our heart can be heaven if we are really open to accomplish his will. The life of Jesus was this. I mean, we can sum up his life in that verse: "I came to do the will of my Father." That was the purpose of his life. And as a man, Jesus was true God and true man. And as man, he had also to adequate his human will to the will of the Father. And we can perceive a very particular moment in which we can perceive this trine of interior battle to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was also fighting, as I said, agone. The agony in the garden, agone in Latin means like fight, battle. Jesus was really fighting to adhere his human will to the will of the Father. And especially as a priest, he is the high and eternal priest. I would say like the key and the heart of his priesthood is this obedience. Obedience until death, and death on a cross. Is that the key, the mystery of our redemption? and also in the measure in which we participate and we transform our will into the will of the Father, we are also participating in the mystery of redemption. Because, first of all, we are saving our souls, and also we are cooperating to the salvation of others. There is one of the fathers of the church, his name is Maximus the Confessor. He lived in the 7th century, and he studied very deeply this mystery of the agony in the garden, when the two wills of Christ can be clearly seen. He was participating in the one of the Lateran Councils in the year 649 under Pope Martin I, because there were a few heresians who were sustaining that there was only one will in Christ, the divine will. And then the true doctrine was defending that double will, double nature and double will in Christ. But through that, we can see that how through the accomplishment of the will of the Father, we are transformed, we enter into divine life. And then, insofar as we embrace the will of God for us, we are accomplishing the process of our divinization. We are becoming God. We are really achieving our true vocation, because the highest dignity of a human being is that we have been called to this communion with God, to share His divine life, in some way to be transformed in Him. It is not me who lives, it's Christ who lives in me. That's the true essence of Christian life. Then through the accomplishment of the will of God, we are doing, or we are allowing the Lord to realize, to accomplish in us this process of our divinization. And at the same time, we discover that to accomplish the will of God is not something that will deny our freedom. On the opposite, says the Holy Father, obedience, namely conformity to God, the truth of our being, is true freedom, because it is divinization. Then we are here before Jesus, our Lord, true God and true man. He gave us example through His life. My food is to do the will of my Father. And then He was accomplishing in His human life that perfect addition to the will of the Father. When we look at the cross, when we contemplate the cross, we can understand in one just image that obedience and love are one. Obedience and freedom are one. And the cross is the supreme expression of that love and that freedom, because it is the supreme expression of obedience. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us to accomplish the will of God in our lives, to have the same dispositions that she had, to unite ourselves to Christ, to say yes, to accomplish in my life the will of the Father, and to accomplish it in my daily life, not only in the big decisions about what I'm going to do, which job I'm going to look for, what I'm going to study, where I'm going to go to college, but in our daily decisions too, we need to check, to ask the Lord, and to adhere ourselves to His most holy will, that is love and mercy, and that will lead us to that process of transformation, so that we can really reach our vocation as children of God.